The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Here in the studio, privileged to be talking to Libby Fitzgerald. She is part of the group of folks that put together Change for Change, carrying meters to give back to Lynchburg organizations. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. It's lovely to be here, and thanks for having me.
So give us a little backstory of how this thing all came about.
Well, my friend and partner in this, partner in crime, as we say, is Peggy Nolly. And she and her husband had taken a trip up to Prince Edward Island in Canada. And in Charlottetown, where they were visiting, they saw these what looked like parking meters painted bright green on the street. And they were curious about, and they asked, and they discovered that they were what was called carrying meters, and meaning that the change that was deposited in them was used by the city to give to agencies that are serving those in need in their community. And she was just struck by, wow, this would be, why wouldn't this work in Lynchburg? You know, this would be a terrific thing to bring back here. And so when she came home, she talked to me about it because I had had some experience working with the city, having done this Hill City Keys piano program, public pianos all throughout downtown. And so, you know, you sort of have to know how to navigate working with the city and the things that need to be done to get these things installed and on city property and all of that. So you need MOUs, memorandums of understanding. It's very technical. And so anyway, I've done a lot of that. And so I was able to help. And so two of us together put put it all together. We found a company in Lexington that took these old meters from cities that had been used as parking meters, took them and repurposed them and decommissioned them and, you know, would sell them to be used for the sort of thing that we're using it for. So that's where we got them.
How nice that that was so local.
So close. That was easy. And so September of 2020 is when we finally, after getting all the city stuff done and getting the meters secured, got them installed. And so there are now 10 of them. There were 7 downtown. We had to wait for that 8th for the wonderful construction on Main Street downtown to be finished. Finally, it was, so that 8th one downtown is now in, or I should say the 7th one. And then there are 3 out in Boonesboro area.
Okay.
And 2 of them out in Boonesboro. And the third one was on the Blackwater Creek Trail, but there's construction down there now on the sewer line. So that one was moved to Peaksview Park, for at least for the time being, and maybe permanently. So that's been a wonderful journey. And we've just done, a couple days ago, our third distribution from the meters. First one was we gave the money to Interfaith Outreach. We pulled together a sort of a diverse little group, just 6 of us, to come up with ideas for where we might distribute this money, hopefully at the end of each quarter, and people from different parts of the community. So we toss around ideas and finally come up with a decision. And a huge piece of this is not only we wait until we get $1,000 collected in all of those meters cumulatively. And then I approached in the very beginning businesses to ask if they would be interested in what we call being matching partners. And they can put in whatever they want. And cumulatively, they have put in an extra $3,000 each time. And I want to tell you who they are because we're so grateful to them. Bank of the James, NB Handy, Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, Davidson, Doyle and Hilton, Truist, Cap Trust, University of Lynchburg, and Shul Home. So they're just, you know, they've been incredibly generous, and we're so grateful because that allows us to make a much bigger impact, obviously, with $4,000 than with our thousands. So anyway, first time Interfaith Outreach, they were being deluged with during COVID with requests for rent and utility assistance, and their budget was just stretched, you know, to farther than it could
point.
Go. And the second time, the Red Truck Ministry, which actually I had not I had not known about it, and it's wonderful. It's this big red truck that travels through all the sort of food desert neighborhoods in the city. And it has a huge array of food. And then it also has a little refrigerator in it that people donate cows, and they get cut up into steaks and chops and things, and it's really wonderful. They also, there's clothes, the clothes closet, people could come get clothes. Well, they wanted to expand their reach into more neighborhoods, and so this helped them to do that, you know.
That's wonderful.
So this one we just did a couple days ago. We decided to to give it to One Community, One Voice. Mm-hmm. And there's a pastor, James Cam, who is the director of it.
Yeah.
And they do lots and lots of wonderful programs. Yeah. But the one in particular that they zeroed in on that they wanted to use this $4,000 check for was what's called BIKE. It's an acronym for Believing in Kids Excelling. Mm. And it's an incentive, meant to be an incentive, particularly for at-risk kids in elementary schools in
the
city.
Is this the one that works with the local police departments? And
well, they do that. They have partnerships, yes, yeah, with the police and many other agencies in town, and they, for coats, giving out coats, but many things. But this BIKE program, they basically are in four elementaries: Deerington, Heritage, Perrymont, and R.S. Payne. And again, they want to expand to more elementaries. Mm-hmm. They also want to extend it to kindergarten and first grade. It was just 2 through 5. But with COVID and the havoc it's wreaked on the schools and the irregularity of coming and going, a lot of kids have fallen behind, and particularly those little people.
So many.
You know, in the lower elementaries. And, you know, I know you know that if they say, if by third grade kids aren't reading to level, they frequently are never successful later on academically. And that's a shame. So what they do is they have each quarter, they give 4 shiny new bikes to kids in those school, in those elementaries, and 4 students from each school are selected to receive a bike.
Nice.
16 bikes are awarded each quarter.
Oh, that's cool.
And during the pre-pandemic, the leaders in the community, such as the mayor and Commonwealth's attorney and all sorts of people, assemble at an awards ceremony at school, and city leaders present the bike and share these encouraging words with the students.
Cool.
So you can imagine how excited they would be that these very important people took time to come and give them this bike, you know. Now, during the pandemic, they had to be a little creative and wanted to continue encouraging kids to do their best. So they began home delivery of bikes.
Oh.
And so imagine a caravan of police vehicles, fire trucks, sheriff cars, mm-hmm. and private citizens pulling up to a child's residence, and the kid walking out to learn that they were being presented with this new bike. They were selected,
would be quite the banner day.
And again, these important people have come from their busy day to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's all about boosting student morale, self-esteem, sense of belonging, their pride, and, you know, an incentive to succeed, you know? And so we just thought, wow, that's
it's really wonderful. So the bulk of these of these meters that people can look for are in downtown, but there are actually some outside of downtown?
Yes, there are, 7 downtown, and there's one in front of the Virginian, one in front of the Academy, one in, on the Bluff Walk, one at Community Market, one at on Main Street in front of the Galleria, down by Water Dog, down on Jefferson Street, and one the Love Sign at the beginning of Percival's Trail. So they're all, you can't miss them downtown. They're bright green. Uh-huh. The sign on it that we had done on the on each meter explains, you know, what happens to them, and it says put your spare change in this meter, and let me try to find the exact wording because I haven't been a while since I've read it. Put your spare change, I think, in this meter, and make a difference. The money collected will go to agencies helping those in need in our community.
Yeah.
So
and there's also one on Rivermont. And
so the ones in Boonesboro, yes. There's one in front of the shops at on Rivermont, across from the post office. Mm-hmm. One in Boonesboro Shopping Center, sort of in the corner. And then this last one, as I said, was on the Woodland entrance to the Blackwater Creek Trail. But because of this sort of work down there, it's been moved to Peaksview Park.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
so lots of opportunities for people to drop their spare change in there. And what a great thing to show your kids and grandkids to put some extra change in there when you're traveling. Let the kids do that.
That was one of the other things we saw it as a kind of a teaching opportunity for children. Right. That you could say, let's save our change, and we'll put it in this meter and help the people who don't have all Excellent. That you have, you know.
Libby, thank you so much for bringing this into the community. It's such a fun way to draw attention to a really important issue throughout Lynchburg.
That's been our challenge, is to draw attention, make people aware so that they notice them and don't just think they're parking meters.
That's
you know?
Right. That's exactly right.
So I appreciate your helping to publicize that. So we're trying to get the word out there. Notice them. Bring your change. Apparently, people don't carry change much around anymore. Well, there's a QR code we put on them.
Oh, so okay.
With the camera on your phone, you can put up to that, and you can contribute in that way. And since we're under the umbrella of the Lynchburg Community Foundation, and Bill Bodine, who's been wonderful to do this,
friend of the show, yeah,
it goes into their, into them, but under a special account of ours, and that way it's tax deductible.
Wonderful.
Too. So we're very grateful to Bill Bodine and the foundation for that.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and letting us shed some light on the work that you're doing. Thank you, Libby Fitzgerald, for joining us this morning on The Morning Jam.
Thanks so much to you, both of you.
7:48, we have some Friday funnies we're going to get your way, and then some more news stories. Who knows what else might happen? Well, Matt Ferguson's going to be here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to us about the impending storm that's coming our way.
Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon. It could really be Snowmageddon this time.
For us.
Yeah. For us in this area. We're so glad that you're with us here on this Friday.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.